Welcome to the Gatecast and our journey to the Pegasus Galaxy and the city of the ancients, Atlantis.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Gatecast episode 288. And we are sadly Bradless tonight.
Yes, indeed. Hello, everybody. Yeah, just Alan and myself tonight. Brad has changed his shift, unfortunately. Real life got in the way, so we're going to do this just the pair of us. A little bit later than usual, because Alan's got a job.
Hey, walking is tiring.
You should be used to it.
I've not done it for 2 years.
I'm sorry, but you walked all around Turku.
Yes, walking is easy, walking is not.
Oh, working.
Yes, walking.
Walking, walking. Okay, I follow you now.
Well, I'll try not to walk too fast, so you can keep up.
A good job.
A phone job, I wouldn't necessarily say good in the sense of well paid, but...
Money isn't everything.
No, but it lets you buy most of it.
Well, you could have a very high paying job and not like it.
Oh, that's true, but I mean, I'm only there 2 days. I mean, I like it now. Welcome to the private sector.
Probably you should be thankful Mr. Woolsey isn't your boss then.
Oh, right, sorry. I thought you meant...
No.
I'm tired.
Yeah, heaven forbid a reference to Stargate in a Stargate podcast.
Now, the previous episode was out of order, if memory serves.
I don't recall that episode title.
No. I do the jokes. So you want to do your little pre-countdown thing?
Just had a thought that we haven't even talked about what we're going to be watching tonight. Okay, then. Tonight we are going to be watching The Kindred, Part 1. Part 2 we'll record next week, and we'll release them both as separate episodes.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched all your summer shows, then the autumn season is kicking off in America already. Castle started last night. Martin Guerrero's new show, Blind Spot, started as well.
I haven't even started watching Lasco.
Me neither.
Yeah, but you save stuff and then burn through it at Christmas. So, yay. Work. Oh, but what I said to him was, I don't know if this is a deal breaker. I need to be not here the 1st, the 2nd, the 5th and the 6th of October. I'm heading to Cork for a science fiction convention. IDWCon. I didn't say that, but I was saying it for your reference.
I know all about that, don't I?
Yes, and the kilt, and the tux, and the bright blue leggings.
Why don't you just dye your skin?
I did buy enough face paint that I probably could have wanted to, but I'd rather not. The leggings are easier.
Yeah.
You know? Besides, with the leggings, I can technically wear the kilt in the traditional fashion.
Okay.
Because I will be at least physically covered.
Well, wasn't that the case with Hamish?
Honestly, don't know.
And then when you get corkscrewed into the ground.
Quite. I do remember Fifth Elephant, when Vimes gets out of the hot spring, and he's still wearing long johns.
Oh, yeah, civilised.
Yes.
Hi, this is Kevin Batchelder. And this is the Saturday B-Movie Reel.
Do something! Shoot it! Shoot it!
That's about describes it, yeah.
All right, everybody stay here.
We look specifically at the Sci-Fi Channel's original movies. You know the ones. The ones that air on Saturday night.
Be known throughout the ages as an instant classic.
We need a bigger gator!
Limb cutting, yes. And blood squirting from...
Flying limbs, I called it in my notes.
What could go wrong?
We look on a regular basis at the movies as they come out, and since there have been over 200 of them, we do go back and look at many of them that are now out on DVD. By this point, I had completely forgotten any semblance of seeing if this actually makes any sense from a plot point of view. So come on by, get involved, and have some fun.
Check us out at SaturdayBMovieReel.com.
Our future depends on it. Make it safe.
Okay, then. Tonight's episode, The Kindred Part 1. As usual, Region 2 DVD rip. A runtime of 41 minutes, 47 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And Alan is going to do his 3-2-1 countdown, so if you are going to watch along with us, cue it up on the black screen at 0000. And when he says click, press play. It's as simple as that.
Introducing some variety to the intro.
Okay then, let's go.
A tree, a doe, a hen. Click.
Previously on Stargate Atlantis.
I could easily bring another 12 ships to the battle.
Always a pleasure to see Todd.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of CGI.
Yes. Well, they rendered it. They're going to bloody use it as much as they can.
I don't blame him one bit.
What are you referring to? There's a ship on the way.
They picked up my signal.
The innocent look. Wraiths do not pull off the innocent look very well.
Yep.
They're gone.
Search the entire planet, no life signs.
And we'll find them.
And we're gonna help you, but you gotta rest and get your strength back.
Whoever did this will pay. I will make certain of it.
They left you. Admit it. They didn't get kidnapped. They ran away from home, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is unusual.
This is a funeral.
Who killed him?
Who is him?
That looked like Kanan, the father of the baby. What I want to know is who's actually making all Taylor's clothes? Because her people are not there. And I'm pretty sure the Atlantis quartermaster isn't doing it.
No. Well, maybe she'd make her own.
While Taylor is one of the strongest female characters in Stargate, she doesn't go for the upper boob coverage, does she? That is so in vogue with superhero women these days. Cover it up.
What the hell?
I'm ready.
Kanan is played by Patrick Sabonier, Canadian actor. He appears 5 times in Atlantis. You've seen him in The Flash, Motive, Arrow, Psych, Arctic Air and Fringe. And from the looks of it, you won't be seeing much more of him.
No, I see flames. What the?
It makes you wonder, hang on a minute, did we miss an episode? This whole scene was filmed in Surrey, British Columbia. They had fire trucks on station. It had been a very dry season. Okay, this is not good.
No.
You don't... He's still alive.
Taylor.
He's still alive.
Help me, Taylor, please. Please help me.
He's still alive. Let me go. Taylor, it's too late.
Help me, Taylor. Taylor. Taylor.
Everybody's worst nightmare at a crematorium. Who's that knocking?
Yet more lack of upper boob coverage. Impressive. Especially considering the amount of the screen they're actually covering.
She does have very vivid dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That seemed a rather short teaser, but it wasn't really.
No, only 3 minutes.
Right then, The Kindred, Part 1. Season 4, Episode 18 of Stargate Atlantis, Gatecast Episode 288. This episode was directed by Peter West and written by Joseph Malozzi and Paul Mully. It had its premiere in the US February the 22nd, 2008, Canada February the 25th, the UK February 26th, Sweden got it May the 2nd, Germany March the 17th, 2009, Australia, which means Brad, December the 24th, 2009, and Japan, February the 10th, 2010. A couple of shows with episodes of the same name, Banshee and Sleepy Hollow. But there was a 1987 movie, a 2010 short, and a show in development called The Kindred. And we're back to the episode that was originally titled Rise of the Googlions.
As you know, for some time now we've been tracking what appears to be a new sickness in the Pegasus Galaxy. We don't know exactly when or where it started, but so far we've encountered it on 7 different planets.
Make that 8.
I think we can hazard a guess. He's getting the antibacterial cream on his hands. You'd imagine he'd take a tube with him.
Oh, it's disinfected. Just came back from the bioscreen, Rodney. We were wearing a hazmat the whole time, too.
Yes, well, it's better safe than sorry.
Do we have any idea how it spread? Well, that's the strange part. Most of these planets have no regular contact with each other, but a few of them do have regular contact with other neighboring planets that have been completely unaffected.
So, in that case, somebody's doing the spreading.
Mm-hmm.
She's not bloody psychic.
There have been no new cases there for some time, which would seem to indicate the sickness has run its course. And it killed 30% of the population.
Hey.
That's not a sickness. That's a serious contagion. Let's call the CDC. We need specialists here. I'm only a country doctor. I didn't want to be here anyway.
Well, yes, she did.
Well, no, she's rather talented, but she didn't want this job, did she?
Taylor's looking...
I know. With all due respect to...
He's got gloves.
Rodney, has Dr. Keller made any progress with her investigation?
Unfortunately not, no, but she's still working on it.
What are you hiding?
They pointed out in the commentary, which was Joseph and Peter, that Rodney hadn't actually done anything like this. John and Ronan had their moments with Taylor, but not Rodney.
Here you go.
You didn't have to do this, Rodney.
And you think, oh, how nice of him. What has he bought her?
Oh, dear.
Yeah, you know where this is going, don't you?
That produces recordings specifically for the fetus. The thinking is that by listening to the works of, say, a great composer while still in the womb, the baby will be born with a natural predisposition towards musical ability, or in this case, science.
The greatest works of...
Yeah, I recorded some of my reflections on some of my more groundbreaking accomplishments and theories, just a couple hours worth.
You should not have gone to so much trouble.
No trouble at all.
Oh, for pity's sake!
Only a couple of hours.
Yeah.
He restrained himself.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if we should be sorry for Rodney actually giving that gift or the fact that he thought she'd like it.
I believe I had a vision last night.
Oh, it's not the first time.
I saw Canaan, the father of my son.
Not Canaan, the guy that boned me.
Well, I can't imagine anyone would sleep with Taylor unless she very definitely wanted him to.
And this was while you were sleeping.
You know what? While You Were Sleeping is one of my favourite romantic comedies. Sandra Bullock and Bull Pullman. Fantastic Christmas movie. That's a strange thing, you know, because we know little or nothing about Canaan. Obviously, because it wasn't exactly planned until Rachel appeared and says, I'm pregnant. And they go, right then, throw out those scripts and let's start again.
Retcon.
I seriously doubt it was a vision.
She had him before.
She's had remote contact with a Wraith, never another human. Besides, those Athosians have been missing for, like, what, 6 months now? You really think they're still alive?
What do you want me to do, Rodney? Tell her to give up hope?
Hey, at some point, she may not have a choice.
Quite right.
Yeah.
That is very open-minded of him.
Which immediately reverses his position on. He changes positions faster than David Cameron, who's probably regretting not changing certain positions.
Yeah, let's not go there.
Yes, I've heard him referred to as Hammeroon.
Okay, we're spending more time watching Taylor sleep.
Yes, there's the coverage.
Oh, nice transition, that is. Wind machine, full blast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, be careful that that's not actually a canopy. And that is the ground, you know, she rolls over. Splat.
As Peter, the director, pointed out, real sunlight.
Yeah, what the hell?
Wow, that's a fantastic transporter.
Canaan.
You're pregnant? Who's the fault? No, sorry, didn't mean that.
Taylor? You must help us.
How?
Save us.
Well, that's stating the bleeding obvious.
Yeah.
We've run out of milk. Can you bring us some?
You bought me this.
Yes.
Do you remember where?
The village of Croia. Is that where you are?
Come find me.
Okay, if he hands it to her, this is getting seriously weird. Okay. Oh, fair enough.
Well, at least it's not there. That definitely is. Security breach.
So it sounds a little jinxed to me.
She says the pendant in her vision is the same one she gave to Canaan before he disappeared.
So what's the significance?
Well, I'm not sure.
Oh, could you bite your lip again, please, Amanda?
Could you unzip a little more, Amanda?
This episode's going down totally the wrong path.
Down, yes. Down is a good.
That's what I said, but she still wants to go. She thinks that Canaan is sending her a message, a clue.
And what do you think?
Doesn't matter. It's Taylor. We owe her one.
We owe her several.
Okay. But we're stretched pretty thin dealing with this plague.
No, that's her body. That's stretched pretty thin. finally, a bit of gate travel.
To Iowa, apparently.
Thankfully, nobody suffers from hay fever.
Mm-hmm.
Probably missed an opportunity there for Rodney.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah. I mean, if I was going to give anyone hay fever, I'd make it Ronan. Dread's flying as he sneezes repeatedly.
Hey. Maybe I'll pick you something up while we're there.
Really?
No.
Leaving me to be kidnapped alone.
Yeah, these two episodes were the last ones Rachel appeared in for this season. They were actually shot 13 and 14, even though they air 17 and 18. Obviously, there comes a time when a pregnant woman can't be expected to spend 16 hours on a set.
I'm sure the village set looks familiar.
Excuse me. I'm wondering if you can tell me what happened to the artisan who used to occupy this space. He specialized in handcrafted jewelry, bracelets, pendants, chains.
He's gone.
Gone?
During the sickness that took the village several weeks back.
Now, this merchant is B.J. Harrison. She's been in Whispers, Road, Fringe, Battlestar.
Yeah.
Sorry, she looked familiar. Looking at those shows, no wonder.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm assuming she was playing the priestess who advised our teacher come president.
No, that wasn't her.
No.
It's a unique protein originally created by the inhabitants of a planet called Hoth. It was designed to interfere with the Wraith's feeding mechanism, making them immune to the process.
It also killed the feeding Wraith and half the people who took it.
That's right.
So this isn't some contagion that spreads naturally.
No. This is mass murder.
There we go. Should have been easy to figure out then.
Should have been easy to figure out with John.
Expecting some credit, are you?
Mm-hmm.
That planet has caused more trouble.
Come in this place the twice over, nobody knows anything.
Well, perhaps someone does and has not seen fit to come forward yet.
Yeah.
Why trust native villagers, John? He just wants to go home. He's done his due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
You're going through a tough time. You want answers, that's understandable. But you might want to consider it's clouding your judgment. Just a little.
What are you questioning, John? My interpretation of the vision or the vision itself?
We've been here long enough. If there was something for us to find, we would have found it by now.
Stop being reasonable, John. This is a pregnant woman who's looking for a man.
Can't we go with all of the above?
You sure it's the same protein?
I ran a side-by-side comparison. It was almost an exact match. Almost. You know, we're dealing with the new and improved version. The Hoffman drug killed roughly 50% of the test subjects, and this one only kills 30%.
Still 30% too many.
How do the populations of 8 different planets get inoculated with a drug and not even know about it?
It's possible it was administered through their food and water supply. We're running some tests.
So who's behind this?
Pick a number.
Yeah. Way back.
I can't remember, but I read that the Hoffens had a space gate. I don't know if Wiki was wrong in that. I hadn't actually gone back to the episode to check.
The random nature of this drug's distribution is clear and calculated. It's obviously intended to throw the Wraith completely off balance. They have no way of knowing which of their food sources has been infected.
So it's just a matter of time before they become hungry and cranky.
Yeah, Rodney, admitting to being hungry, I'm shocked.
We need to go back to Hoth. Search what's still standing, see if we can shed some light on the situation before another planet's targeted.
Let's go, Rodney.
He doesn't look happy about that.
Well, he's been volunteered. He never likes to be volunteered.
I'm impressed that she managed to adopt that position, considering.
Here we go again.
Taylor.
Come on. Where are you?
I don't know.
So what help are you then?
Did you have any information at all?
Yeah, describe the planet. Has it got a moon? You would have thought the Athosians would have been able to tell where they are from the stars.
I found nothing.
Oh, you were close. Please, Taylor. Our time is running short.
Don't do it. Laying it on a bit thick.
Yes.
We need you.
Come on.
This is very much like when Valor got the visions. Little bits giving him more information every time. Hasn't she got some more feet?
Then you weren't sleeping.
I was in a meditative state, but I was most definitely awake.
It's not even that. I mean, why is she pointing her at such a narrow chair? Maybe it was the angle it was shot from, but it looked a lot narrower than that.
I'm a scientist. I'm trained to think critically.
There is a possible explanation. Kanan has the gift. The same ability that I do.
The Wraith DNA.
Yes.
How do you know that? Did you bring his blood back and actually have it tested?
It wouldn't be necessary, would it? You do an amniocentesis.
No, she's on about Kanan having the gift.
Yeah, well, presumably the amniocentesis would be able to tell if it was present from both parents. Otherwise, it'd only be half of it in the DNA. Maybe that's why she picked them.
And I know what everyone is thinking. She sees what she wants to see. She believes what she wants to believe. But I assure you that is not the case.
We'll be careful, Carter.
All right. When Colonel Shepard gets back from Hoth, we can...
I cannot wait. Canaan said their time is running short. I must leave immediately.
I see.
That's a good point.
Keep piling on the pressure.
I do not need your permission, Colonel. Unless you intend to restrain me.
You do need her permission to use the gate.
Major Lauren, come in.
Go ahead, Colonel.
Assemble your team. You'll be escorting Taylor back to M2S-181.
Understood.
I'm not letting you go back there alone.
Thank you, Colonel.
Call me Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah, how are you going to get off the planet, you know? You can walk there. Good luck. Lauren, bless. What Rodney wouldn't give that. Oh my. I thought this was actually, that doesn't look too wiped out. Empty building.
Everybody's dead.
Dave.
Did you find anything?
Just a bunch of junk, you?
Nothing. Wraith did a pretty good number on this place.
Nah, this is more than just random destruction. This place used to be the repository of all Hoffman knowledge.
I'd say a lot of it's just missing.
You probably get the idea that the Wraith, you know, actually put a lot of ground troops down, had a bit of fun.
Mm.
You know, orbital bombardment. There's no satisfaction in that, really.
Flattering.
Poor Rodney.
If there's someone in here, you better come out.
Oh, great.
Oh, dear. Big rat. Rodents of unusual size.
Isn't Rodney with rats a bit like Indiana Jones with snakes?
Rodney with anything when he's nervous like this. He's not able to shoot anybody. This is actually very reminiscent of the original series Star Trek episode. Kids!
Hey! Oh, hang on. I'm not going to hurt you. I just want to ask you a couple of questions. Now, who are you? What are you doing here?
He's remarkably clean. Now, how long has he been in that room and not heard half a dozen kids in there?
By the time we got here, most of the good stuff was already gone. We're just picking through what's left.
Shepard!
Well done, Rodney. You lost them all.
Yep.
Looks like we're not the only ones here.
What do you got?
There's a bunch of kids going through what's left of the place.
Scavengers. You think they got a hold of what we're looking for?
The Hoffman research wouldn't have meant anything to them.
Right, well, if not them, then who was it?
I don't know. One thing's for sure, whoever it was, they knew exactly what they were looking for.
It doesn't really look sunny enough for sunglasses, with all due respect to John. I feel very disappointed that the Wraith left any survivors. They're not exactly quick on the uptake in this episode, are they?
Rodney has to, you know, make himself seem clever.
Find pretty much anything you wanted. And a lot of things you didn't.
Yeah, now we call it eBay.
Yeah. My turtle cufflinks arrived. I know him. Uh-oh.
She means business.
Taylor.
Leave.
She's a hard bargainer, is Taylor.
I will ask you once, and you will answer me truthfully. Where did you get this pendant?
From a trader. If you like it that much, it's yours with my blessings. You recognize it?
It belongs to Canaan. What else did you acquire from this trader?
The merchant is David Biesto. He's been in Smallville, Reaper, Hiccups.
Huh.
Oh, nice box.
You know, I don't want to be difficult here, but I did acquire that merchandise for a price. And while I really don't mind gifting you with an item, from a purely business standpoint, it really doesn't make sense for me to part with my
stuff. This necklace belonged to Bellara. It was a gift from her parents to mark her coming of age.
It seems rather elaborate stuff to be selling in what is a small village market.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you take, you know, root vegetables in payment.
Several days ago. But he comes through here quite regularly. In fact, it's more than likely he may pay me a visit today. Would be my pleasure to make the proper introductions.
There doesn't seem a great economy going on in this place.
Hmm. Yeah, I think Taylor might want to introduce him to a knife. Maybe he'll get the point. Never miss an opportunity for a bad pun.
Getting to be a familiar sight.
What is it?
Wraith subspace tracking device. It's our old friend.
Todd.
Maybe he wants to talk, and maybe he just wants to lead us into an ambush. There is always that possibility.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Aw, oh, come on, we just got back.
Sorry, Rodney.
I haven't had lunch yet.
It is. You're kind of using this cliche,
mm-hmm.
well, a lot. There must be easier ways for Todd to get in touch with him instead of just activating a transponder, hoping that they pick him up and then pay him a visit.
I knew he'd mentioned food. I was just going to say, maybe he'd want a sandwich.
Sam should have given him a couple of power bars. Yeah. He should know what running is like.
Got some real nice merchandise for you today, my friend. Real nice.
That ain't subtle.
Uh-huh. Lauren's not exactly subtle either.
Here's the trader, Artine Brown, another Canadian actor. One episode of SG-1 and a single episode of Atlantis. He's been in Once Upon a Time, Arrow, Sliders, Supernatural and The 100.
Run away! And Taylor's going to thump him with something.
Yeah.
Ow, that's a big stick. That's a really big stick.
Why is it only Lorne and Taylor there? They took three other guards with them last time. And I know it was good to see Taylor, you know, putting the final blow in, but what are the odds he'd run right into air?
One question is, was she walking softly?
Yes, okay.
I'm on fire tonight.
I do trade so much, it's often hard to keep track of it all.
Oh, yeah. Well, according to the merchant you do business with here, the stuff you've been bringing in lately has been a hell of a lot nicer than your usual crap.
He said that?
Yeah, he said that.
Well, there's no accounting for taste.
Come on, son, don't play smart.
I can't give up my sources. They're trade secrets.
I don't give a damn about your trade secrets. We want to know where you got this stuff.
That's a kind of a backhanded compliment.
I recognize those uniforms. I've heard the stories. People from Atlantis.
This room is actually in the village set. Obviously, this isn't real sunlight. Just a bloody great big light outside the window. It looks very nice, though, looking out the shadows.
A pregnant woman. Very intimidating.
How many pregnant women have you met, mate? Oh. At the very least, he's just cracked his head. That floor looks hard.
Yeah.
This is where you get your heel and press into it. And very, very hard.
Oh, dear.
I got it at an off-world dumping ground.
Dumping ground? For what?
Corpses, mostly. Loose ends that need to be disappeared. Occasionally, they may still have some valuables on them. Valuables they obviously have no use for.
This merchandise, you removed it from the dead?
No. Not that merchandise.
Oh, charming. Well, they weren't alive at the time, that's for damn sure.
The last time I was back at the planet, I spotted what I thought was a fresh grave. A potential new opportunity. But when I dug it up, instead of finding a body, I found a box containing those items. I suppose somebody was just trying to get rid of them. It was odd to me at first, but I wasn't just about to...
You will take us to this world. You will show us where you found them.
Of course. Whatever you say.
People who are alive tend to put up a fight. And I'm not a thief. How do you just come upon a gravesite on a planet? A planet's a big place. Now that absolutely looks beautiful, but I was never quite sold on the design of the Wraith bases. Mind you, their interior, no question at all. Imaginative, spooky.
Really?
I'm pretty sure I was totally in the dark when I first watched this episode.
I'm tired enough to have pretty much zero memory of this.
Good. This way, Rodney.
Yeah, I follow Ronan. Give it a choice.
Yeah, very closely. Again, only three of them. I mean, seriously. Take a few more people with you. That's what they're there for.
Well, Ronan probably counts as two or three.
That's because they were poisoned.
Here he is.
And I suspect you already know how.
Hi, Todd.
Christopher Heidel. Now, this is where we don't tell each other anything, but somehow we do negotiate. Oh, so they've got the guards now, who were bloody useless when the guy was running away.
Listen, Taylor. I know you're looking for answers to what happened to your people, but I'm thinking maybe it's better if you let us check it out, okay?
Major.
Look, just let us scout ahead, all right?
Perhaps he should be restrained. Just a thought.
Only a thought?
What is it? What do you mean, what is it? Hello. He grabbed her so she couldn't get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Set up.
Yep.
Nicely done.
Well, let me guess. Something they ate.
Many of my fellow Wraith have fallen victim to this attack on our food supply.
That's a shame, but it's not really our problem.
It may very well be.
Something you would have made your problem in the past.
Yep.
Unless, of course, you're responsible for the dispersal of this plague. In which case you may well consider the human lives sacrificed acceptable losses.
Actually, when we were putting a list together of most likely suspects, you were at the top.
Oh, dear. Better way
to stick to your competition. Sounds like my idea.
Yes, admittedly creative. But the truth is, all of the existing Wraith factions have been adversely affected by this. Our food supply is being so randomly tainted, we have no way of knowing if our next meal will be our last.
Which was the plan of the Hoffman people all along.
Yeah.
And it's exactly what Atlantis would have done if the drug hadn't proved so dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm aware you had a hand in helping the Hoffmans refine this drug. I require whatever research you possess in order that I may synthesize a cure for my hive and my hive alone.
That's not gonna happen.
You always say that, but you always come around.
Yeah, well, really?
There we go. You always know where you stand with Todd eventually.
Yeah, preferably behind him with a very large gun. Ideally, a Detroit-sized crossbow.
Information he stole from me in turn, so in a way we were both victims.
Mm-hmm. I'm a victim. Here we go.
Let's hear it.
In exchange for this information, I will give you the identity of the individual responsible for dispersing this poison and killing both Wraith and human alike.
Huh. A couple of minutes ago, he thought we did it.
There are only two parties who possess the resources and capabilities to launch such an attack. If you are not responsible, then, by process of elimination, there can be only one.
Oh, seriously?
There can be only one? Really?
Ronan should whip his sword out right now.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Atlantis should have figured out long before this.
Yeah.
Given what they know. Hello, Michael. Always good to see Connor Trinneer back.
With your weird sort of semi-chain melee armor.
Some sort of reptile skin by the looks on it, isn't it?
Well, according to Todd, every Wraith faction has been hit, which makes it extremely unlikely that any of them are responsible.
When we told him we weren't the guys behind it, he said there can only be one other.
And you think you know who he's talking about?
Michael.
Mm-hmm. Who else? Seriously, who else?
Yeah.
Well, temporarily converted. Eventually he became a kind of a human-Wraith hybrid.
The other Wraith didn't want anything to do with him, so he's been kind of holding a little bit of a grudge ever since.
He's not a big fan of humans, either.
Yes, a scourge of the galaxy, a nemesis.
A little bit of a grudge. John, you have a talent for understatement.
Yeah,
let's play down the severe screw-up we allowed our doctor to...
Colonel Carter may not know the whole story. Let's not make us look so bad.
I think Colonel Carter, if he hadn't blown himself up, would have court-martialed him. Mm-hmm.
Potentially infect and kill millions.
Theoretically, yes. But practically, it really wouldn't be in their best interest to poison their own food supply, regardless of whether our research helped them come up with an antidote or not. No, I think the more likely scenario is that they find an antidote that works as a short-term solution to the existing threat. Then they work on weaponizing the protein. You know, coming up with a more effective delivery system, one that cuts out the middleman, in this case, the human victims. No, like, what we're doing is giving them the means to kill each other off.
So, when you put it that way...
This is Rodney pretty much flag-waving for the Wraith.
John's just kind of going, yeah, I didn't understand word one of what he said. I'm just kind of agreeing with him.
Okay, lads.
What did you do with Taylor?
He looks like a dog that's done something.
Yeah.
Major, where's Taylor?
That looks like a scar just between his two eyebrows.
Why am I here? What do you want? Answer me!
I'm disappointed. I was expecting a little more gratitude after everything I went through to arrange this family reunion.
Reunion?
Oh, God bless him.
People. You took them. Where are they? What have you done with them?
They're alive and well. And working with me toward the common goal we all share.
What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. Nice little tilt of the head.
The extermination of the Wraith.
Well, some of them.
Yeah.
I'm building an army that will soon replace them as the dominant race in this galaxy.
An army of monsters.
I'll admit, my early attempts were a little crude.
Come on, bad guys, spill the beans.
I've refined the retrovirus to create the perfect balance. Ability well beyond any normal human, but without the one weakness that will be the downfall of the Wraith.
And everyone else.
Yeah, that's kind of the only drawback.
Yep.
And this is one reason why we see the changes in Connor's makeup. His voice has changed, some of his physical attributes have changed, as we'll see right now.
Salvo in a much broader assault.
How were you able to discover the drug? How were you able to refine it?
I had help.
See, now, of course, he's got to eat real food, and he has to have a space toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Wait! Where are my people? Michael!
Cryptic.
Yep.
Exit stage right. That is something we're going to learn about soon.
Mm.
That was a very nicely played scene.
That's rather... Oh, dear.
Yeah, those labs, it looks like a skeleton of a huge beast, doesn't it, really?
Yeah, it kind of looks like a head.
Hello, boys. Oh, don't say they're the janitors. Come on.
Yeah, why are they glancing at each other when they can't actually see?
They must have some sensorium, aren't they? Otherwise, it'd be bloody useless. And we've seen the drones when they come out of the cocoons. They do have eye sockets.
At least we have a pretty good guess.
We call him Michael. Don't ask why. He used to be a wraith. Now he's a... I'm not sure what the hell he is.
Mm.
He's a pain in the backside, that's what he is. But he's got style, I'll give him that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at Ronan in the background, you look where he's pointing his gun, the director is just behind that pillar.
Any pineapple?
This is exactly the same set that was used for Michael's little discussion with Taylor, just lit totally differently.
Taylor was taken by a dark today.
I suppose she's already made some lucky wraith a very tasty meal.
This was no culling. She was targeted. Someone set a trap.
And you suspect this? What do you call him? Michael?
Well, if not, the timing's a hell of a coincidence.
It's incredible what they can do with different lighting rigs.
Why would they do that?
This tablet has the address of an off-world relay station. If you leave a message for us, we'll get it.
Why don't you just throw your other post-it?
Yeah.
A funny tablet.
Just enough to whet your appetite. You find something we can use, we'll give you the rest.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
I say, considering this was Rodney's idea, he looks rather belligerent about it, doesn't he? Is he kind of playing the part or something?
I don't know.
We want you to have this, really, but we don't want to give it to you, or at least it don't make it look like we're giving it to you too
Maybe
easy.
It's his favourite tablet, and Sam ordered him to.
No upgrade for you.
Yeah, I got him to level 40, I got him to level 300, and I good words.
You would have thought Michael would be actually in a hive ship, given that a lot more firepower than a cruiser.
It's not poisoned, if that's what you're worried about.
Pea and carrot.
Mm.
Yum, yum. Seriously, she's pregnant. She needs a little bit more food than that.
What? He removed the weird wraithy bit from his voice.
That was one of the changes. Obviously, he pushed it on for effect.
What do you care about my well-being?
I care a great deal.
Hmm.
Yes, just as important.
I may not be foolish enough to consider us friends, but we do have a history. And even though you've betrayed me repeatedly, you're still the only one, human or wraith, who's ever come close to understanding what I've been through.
Really?
We're not that different, Taylor.
Two people have been through so much together. It's only natural to form an emotional bond.
Oh, I would beg to differ.
Well, listen to this. He's got a point.
Of course, circumstances require me to do it on a slightly larger scale, but the principle is still the same.
Insane.
You've had a little wraith inside of you, have had a little human.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, killing one person is exactly the same as genocide. It's just scale.
Mm. Yes, Michael. So what's your sort of name, Mangler?
Well, we've seen some of the experiments he's been doing.
The Nazis wish they could be that vicious.
Think again, Taylor.
I have great plans for him.
Oh dear.
Now you're beginning to understand, Taylor.
Food!
Said that mostly styrofoam and cottage cheese on Rodney's plate. They said a lot of the actors are rather picky about what they choose to eat when they're going to be filming.
Mm-hmm.
Others don't give a monkeys. Rodney is one, David Hewlett is one that just doesn't care to him, doesn't matter.
Colonel,
Looks like Todd came through for you.
Who did?
I just got a message from the relay station. Apparently there's a rumor going around among certain Wraith worshippers about one of our people being held captive. We've got the coordinates.
I'm gonna need Lauren and his team.
He's already volunteered. We'll get to the nearest planet where the Daedalus is en route to pick you up.
One of our people. Must be Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you just pick them up from here?
Because it may take them a week to get there. So if they gate to the nearest planet, it could be a day, a couple of hours. Oh, hello.
Hello.
He looks a bit rougher than in the vision.
And rather bluer.
Yes. He looks like a bit of Wraith's in him as well. Got the kind of little vents on his cheeks. Just
like you asked. Like I asked.
That was rather intimate, wasn't it? Have you no shame? I was the one in your
visions. Appropriately disguised, of course.
You're lying.
I reached across 10,000 light years of space and touched your mind. There is more of a bond between us than you know. Once the child is born, the bond will grow even stronger.
So at this point then, he is planning to keep her alive.
Mm-hmm.
The bars do frame her rather well.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. You must help me. You must help our child. Please, come on.
The child will serve the cause. Then one day soon, the galaxy will be ours.
I think basically we got to the point where we don't think Rachel could ever look dowdy in her life, even if she tried.
I'm sure you saw pictures by now.
Well, she had a YouTube channel a few months back.
Yeah, I'll try not to blow this one up.
Colonel? Shepard?
Approaching target destination.
Drop us out.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Goldwell. And Captain Myers as well. Mitch Pileggi and Heather Dawkson.
Mitch. Also known as, you may remember him from such things as Supernatural.
That's no moon. Yes, it is.
We weren't able to get a lock on Taylor's subcutaneous transmitter.
Well, there's no surprise there. I'm sure Michael got rid of that.
Guess we'll have to do things the hard way.
Good. Let's do it.
Seriously, isn't it about time the 304s had a proper bay just for beaming people in and out? I'm sure they could use that face in the bridge for more productive uses.
All right, stay in touch.
Yes, sir. Let's move out.
A disco ball.
Now, this was a redress of a set used for Continuum.
Mm-hmm.
While the sets are actually up, you might as well make use of them.
Indeed.
It's rather quiet, which normally means you're walking straight into a trap. I think there's something behind that door. Volunteers, anybody? Behind you. He missed. Oh, I hate it when somebody has a point-blank shot and they miss.
Uh-oh.
Visitors.
Hello.
Go on then, Kaven. Do your stuff. You want to stay behind that wall while those bullets are ricocheting off? Okay, they've got a man down. Shoot him, John. Shoot him. You're not going to take prisoners, are you? These are bad guys. Now, this is a cruiser against the Daedalus. This is no contest.
Sir, I'm picking up another ship. It's a Wraith cruiser, sir.
Shields up.
And yet, why isn't it disabled already?
Shepard, this Daedalus has been engaged by a Wraith cruiser.
How's it going?
More than holding our own, just thought you might want to pick up the pace.
Yes.
Yeah.
You could take on a Hive. Now, this is unusual. He looks human. He looks like he hasn't been changed in any way to mercenary.
You're too early. What the hell does that mean?
Oops.
We're expecting him back. He's on his way with an important prisoner.
So, this is why the plot requires the Daedalus not to destroy the cruiser on sight.
This is Shepard, come in.
Daedalus, do you read?
Shepard, this is Daedalus.
Do not destroy the enemy ship. I repeat,
do not destroy the enemy ship. Taylor may be on board.
He's probably thinking, Jesus, Shepard, you're always asking me to do stuff like this.
We heard you. Can you cripple it?
It's possible, sir. It's already sustained some heavy damage. Sir, the enemy is attempting a retreat.
Target the engines.
And this bit is embarrassing.
They missed.
Asgard beam weaponry missing.
I'm sorry, sir.
That is just not on.
Bad news, Shepard.
I'm sorry, sir. She's going to get demoted to Chief Bottle Washer.
Well, I assume she's not weapons and navigation.
Then why is she apologising?
She's a colonel, that's why. She's probably thinking how she can blame other people.
That's what the chain of command is for.
It'll all be computerised anyway. You just put your cursor on where you want to hit the enemy ship and the computer does the aiming for you.
Don't you need the target?
Depends how far away. Although the Asgard beam weapons do look rather slow.
Any sign of her, sir?
She's not here.
Are you sure? That guard was protecting something.
This I remember.
I've got to say, I love the smoke machine just outside that window. Gives you that spooky feeling. Blimey, that ricochet could have killed somebody. Careful.
Finally, it's about bloody time. What took you so long?
To watch this for the first time again.
Yeah, the expression on Rodney's face is just...
Shoot him, zombie.
He's not a zombie.
And there we get his credit.
Finally. They actually kept the bloody surprise by not putting them at the start.
Well, they managed to do that with Tori Higginson the last time she was on Atlantis episode. But unfortunately, every time they've had Michael in an episode and he's been the mystery, you know, the figure in the dark, they've always had him up front. It kind of ruins the old surprise.
Well, you got to wonder, do they have to actually negotiate with the side to do that?
That is certainly the case, traditionally, yes. I seem to recall that George Lucas actually had to pay a fine when he didn't put his directing credit at the start of the movie, Star Wars. A bit crazy, but...
Yeah, well, no, what was crazy was the fact that Fox didn't agree to give him all the merchandising rights.
Well, at the time, boys, off movies.
Yeah.
Okay, you can have that if you want, We'll keep the profit.
I'm sure there's a special circle of hell in marketing reserve for whoever made that decision.
Well, that's Fox for you, isn't it? You know, how many times did they look back and thought, that was probably the wrong decision. Fantastic Four, that was probably the wrong decision. We could have sold it to Marvel for $50 million.
I've not seen it.
Probably more than they've made than the movie.
I've not seen it yet.
I haven't. I probably won't see it until it comes on television. I might not.
You might not even buy the Blu-ray?
I will definitely not be buying the recent Fantastic Four movie. Although I did get Age of Ultron at the weekend.
Had you watched it?
Yes. Right then, that was The Kindred Part 1 and a pretty big surprise at the end.
Yay.
One I believe they did keep rather quiet. At least better than his demise in Sunday.
Yeah, because when he popped up, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, what the hell's going on here?
Pretty much exactly my reaction to the job offer on Thursday. Wait.
Came out of the blue, that did.
Because it was like, well, I'm really looking for a woman and blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, right, he's listing the reasons why he's not going to hire me. That's fair enough. And then he hires me and kind of gone, what? But interviews don't work like this. Interviews are supposed to be stressful and you're supposed to wait weeks, not get a coffee, have a 20-minute chat with a mate and get off on the job at the end of it.
Yeah, the beauty of it, though, is if you look back at the episode, all the clues were there. Even Michael, you know.
I had help.
Yeah, you go.
I think when I saw that, when he said I had help, I was thinking, Todd.
Oh, you think? Then put together.
Yeah. Michael's creatively destructive. Possibly persuaded Todd, yes. Todd might have looked at it from the angle of, if I help him with this, I can secretly develop a cure if I look at enough of the research. And then I can wipe out all the other guys.
Yeah, kill him later.
Yeah. Todd, I think, would be the type to play the long game.
Oh, he's kind of proven that already. I'll help you destroy the replicator home. Well, of course I will. Meanwhile, I'll help myself to a couple of ZPMs.
Yep, ka-ching.
Paul Mully and Joseph Melosi, who wrote this episode. 38 episodes of SG-1, 15 of Atlantis and 12 of Universe. They've also written for Dark Matter, Student Bodies, Big Wolf on Campus and Transporter, the series. Peter F. West, the director. This was his only episode of Atlantis, and since it was his only episode of Atlantis, it was also his first time working on this show. But he has directed 11 episodes of SG-1 and directed second unit for 4 episodes of SG-1. However, he was the director of photography for 94 episodes of Stargate SG-1.
Hey.
So, a lot of experience there. He also DP'd on Arc of Truth and Continuum. Next week, no surprise, The Kindred Part 2.
On the next Stargate Atlantis.
The people of Atlantis know of my disappearance. They
It will not be long before they come to our rescue.
While the team tries to rescue Tayla, Michael has other plans.
I need this child. He is genetically unique.
And will destroy anything in his way.
You should have run when you had the chance.
To keep her captive.
Shoot him, Carson.
On the next Stargate Atlantis.
Lots more Carson in that episode. Fans of Paul McGillion rejoice. And you may have noticed that I posted a couple of screen caps of Paul McGillion in The Whispers I watched last week. Very pleasant surprise to see him in an episode of that, playing controller of a nuclear power station that was going to go boom.
Oh, goody. Not that. Something else.
Okay.
Jack?
Daniel?
Are you you?
Yeah, you.
What?
I like the yellow ones.
Never mind.
We got some feedback from Mac and Scott over on our Google Plus page for last week's episode of Midway. Mac posted, I love this episode. So much action and a decent story. Overall a great episode. But really, no shield or iris? Come on. The SGC would not be that stupid. And a gate straight to Earth? Why not the Alpha Site? Yes, I know for the story it was done like that, but for the consistency they failed. And why not place two new gates after the explosion? And just use the jumpers like the last time? That would seem to make sense. I replied that it was a great episode, and there were some serious flaws and plot holes that really should not have been allowed to happen. Scott Cox simply posted, total classic, and I've got to agree. Over on our Facebook group, we had the following comments. Andrew Wonders posted, great episode, loved watching the dynamic between Teal'c and Ronan. Lee Montgomery, Teal'c, the best. Brad Mull, Midway could have stayed around for some of Season 5. Maybe as the last line of defence when the superhives headed to Earth. But I guess the same type of invade to get to Earth story might get tired. Are we to believe there's detailed files and the layout of the SGC on the Atlantis computers that Todd would have got his hands on? Yes, they have the base to themselves for a bit, but they'd be walking around blindly. And maybe now all of Earth's enemies have been defeated, there's only a small number of soldiers on guard in the gate room. I replied that I suspect Todd only knew that the SGC was located deep underground. So naturally, you go up. The fact that even under lockdown there was a way out, known to the IOA guy, that should be addressed. Thanks to everyone that commented on Midway, and for everyone that did the same over on Twitter. Believe me, we appreciate every listener and everyone that takes the time to contribute to the show and the discussion on Stargate. And in that regard, if anyone wants to get in touch with us, then here's how. You can contact us directly via email using gatecastpodcast@gmail.com. or via the contact form on our website, which is gatecast.co.uk. You can also find us on Facebook and Google+, and we have a very busy and productive presence on Twitter, @TheGateCast, which is one word. We are, of course, carried on iTunes and Stitcher Internet Radio, so any reviews and ratings on those services would be appreciated. The limitation of both those services is that they only carry a small percentage of our episodes, the most recent ones, 25 in the case of iTunes. You can, however, get access to all of our shows via the website, and there is also a standalone RSS feed which you can copy and paste into a podcatcher. That will allow your device to access everything we've released so far. We call it the Mission Files. Okay then, let's wrap the show up.
Come try ya!
Okay then, folks. Like I said, next week The Kindred Part 2. I hope you join us for that.
Oh, I will.
You will? Well, that's good to know anyway.
Well, yeah.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, we can't miss the return of Carson Beckett. Surely not. Nobody should miss the return of Paul McGillion to Stargate.
Indeed not.
He's been away too long.
Yeah, I'm sure he thought so.
Yeah, he probably did. Oh, great. Regular work again.
Yay.
Yeah, after the first season. My name's in the titles. Set for life. Because Stargate never kill off their doctor. Oh, hang on a minute.
Oops.
Thank you very much for listening to The Kindred Part 1. I hope you join us for Kindred Part 2. Until then, I've been Mike.
I've been Alan.
Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Gatecast, hosted by Alan and Mike. Join us at gatecast.co.uk. Stargate forever.